Let's be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel, they began to leave one by one, beginning with the elders. Something about being an elder should come with wisdom and integrity. In the first reading, the people who accused Susanna were elders. They were elders. Two lessons we can take from today's readings. First, do not grow old in wickedness. Do not grow old in wickedness. When I was ordained in 2008, I made a souvenir, and I have a writing, a quote, so to say, from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, "Sow a seed and reap an act," or an action. "Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny." These men did not become wicked overnight. They must have been doing this. Imagine how many people they were unjustly accused all their years. They kept going. They kept going, doing this. You know, habit is something like when you knit a thread, when you tie a knot, you keep tying it. You need the same amount of time and energy to untie it. The second thing we learn is for us to be able to call out injustice. Call out injustice with fairness and equity, not with bias. Daniel was the one who came on board and says, "Under which tree did you find them?" Talking about wisdom, he had wisdom. Some days ago, last week, we talked about the attributes of wisdom. Wisdom enables you to discern, deliberate, and execute. To discern, you are able to distinguish between what is harmful, what is potentially harmful, from what is truly good. You have to discern. It's an attribute of wisdom. When you deliberate, you gather information, which Daniel did. He gathered information, weighed them, and he executed. Wisdom, we must always pray for that be given us. And the Lord says to us in the gospel, why judge this woman? Why judge her? Only God sees through the heart. We need the wisdom of God to be able to navigate the things of life. Today we celebrate Saint Theribius of Mongroveho. I remember some 38 years ago when my brother was born, my parents asked the pastor, the parish priest, what name should we give this child? And he went to the order, the liturgical calendar, and said, on this day, the feast is Saint Theribius. We couldn't pronounce the name, but we had to take it. So over time, my brother shortened the name to Thor. But the beautiful thing is that today I know better about this man from Salamanca, from Spain, in the 16th century. He came all the way from Spain to Peru, and he was Archbishop of Lima. One very distinguishing activity or achievement he made, he set up the first seminary in Lima, in Peru, in the New World, so to say. I was a contemporary of Rose of Lima. Oftentimes you hear me talk about Rose of Lima, a Dominican saint from Peru. All of them gave their lives for God. So today I told my brother, you should come online and watch this mass. I'm praying for you today, so you can pronounce your name very well now. Theribius of Mongroveho. We pray the Lord we continue to bless missionaries everywhere and those who work in very difficult and very tense areas in the Middle East, in war-torn countries. These were men who never gave up on themselves, but pursued the work of God with wisdom, with integrity. They had the discerning power, they had to deliberate, they had to execute according to the mind of God. So my prayer is for us to always be able to execute according to the mind of God. Amen.